everyone. Sorry, it's been probably a month or two since I last recorded. It's been a lot going on. I'm actually at work on my lunch break, taking a walk. As you know, I'm postpartum. And now it's been 6 months, so that means I am, should be good, but I'm still have a little bit more weight on me than I should. So I'm taking the initiative, exercise in the morning, eat right throughout the day, exercise at lunch, basically walking, riding a bike, doing a elliptical, lifting some weights. Because in the morning, I do a 30 minutes high intensity cardio aerobic type training, which is Insanity Max. I've been doing that since January. I can say I gained a lot of strength just by doing that workout alone. If it's a little windy out here, I'm sure I apologize. I'm actually on a military installation, walking outside. So, like I was saying, take initiative to work out at my lunchtime, even though if it's walking or going into the gym or something. And in the afternoon, I just started this. I did one the week, not last week, but the week before. Yoga, hot yoga. I went to the classes, and then last week I did one on YouTube, which is a really good workout. But just being in the classes and being around different people, energies is better than using the video. So taking a little bit more initiative than in order for me to get to the goal that I want to be by June. By June, be back to my natural weight, which I've been doing. So that's what's been happening. Then, of course, God bless my husband and I with a bigger house. We moved in February. Now, I have a total of 4 kids. 2 biological. The 2 that's not biological, they stay with us sometimes. So they have a space, their own space, their own room that they share together. 2 girls. And it's all nice. Got a little girlified. And then my son's biological. I got their own space now. No one's sharing rooms. And well, the girls share rooms, but the baby and the older one don't share rooms because they're about a 10-year difference. But it's a more space. You know, we got what we could afford, but God blessed us, and the girls is gonna love it regardless, because even though they don't stay there only but a couple of months out of the year, not a couple of months, a couple of weeks actually, throughout the year, they love it. They love my room. I'm like, they're cool, because, you know, it's worried. Because, you know, boys got their own room, girls, you know, gotta share a room, but they understand. So, helped me raise my first child so I can serve active duty in the military. And if it wasn't because of her, I would have never been able to serve in the military the way I am right now. I would have been probably had to get out because I wouldn't have stable care. But because of her and her daughter, they have blessed me significantly, allowing me to pursue my career and my dreams. You know, people are talking about their dreams. And my dream is always to serve the U.S. Navy. 2 extra ones, so I got an instant beautiful family. I'm living my dream. Now it's time to keep pushing in my dream. A lot of times, watch them graduate high school and college and see them pursue their dreams. And I want to be there to help their children if they have any, to just be there for them if they need me. They don't have a home for them. Okay, so you know, things happen where they have to transition. You know, it's hard. Families. It's expensive for them these days. I could do five rounds is about 2 miles, and I could probably do 2 miles a day. My body's not used to it, like only on the weekends we walk. My son, my baby, I push him in the stroller, and the older one, we walk and we go. So I'm gonna push and pursue. But I hope it's not too windy. I hope I didn't. Well, this conversation right now is, I'm just introducing myself back into the community of military moms. I know there's a lot. And even though you are a spouse of a military person, because that's very important too. We need your support. Like, due to the fact that my husband and I are dual military, when he needs me as his spouse, I'm going to represent as a military wife. And so be it. I hope so be it, as he will represent as a military, you know, husband to me. A Navy wife, a Navy husband. Because you do need the support. You know, you need the support. It's not easy when you're home. You know, you're trying to, you said Navy, you know, you still got a lot going on regardless. So, you need the support. Well, I'm happy that everyone doing well out there. And I hope you enjoy listening to this conversation whilst I walk around this track. And hope to be on here again with my son, and we can discuss a lot of things, because I know he got a lot of things to talk about. Thank you, son. Off. Have a good day.